Nesechtes Bav Basra Daf Vav, two lines from the bottom of Daf Hey and Beis, Reish Lakish and Abayin Rava will chaylik in a case where Reuven lent money to Shimon for 30 days. And as Tesis pointed out, Reuven also had Edim that he lent this money to Shimon, and when Reuven came on day number 30 to collect his debt, Shimon claimed that the debt was already prepaid, and Abayin Rava held that Shimon believed, as it is normal for a person to want to pay his debt as early as possible, and as they stated, Zimnim Mestramile Zuzi, and when Shimon got some money, he said, let me pay off my debt so Reuven shouldn't bother me once the debt comes due, while Reish Lakish held that there was a chazakah that ain adam parei chayvay begay zimnei, and we don't believe Shimon unless he brings edim that he paid. And the Gemara stated the hilchasik Reish Lakish, and our Gemara now begins, ibaylu tavul achizman va'amoloi particha patechus mani mahu miyamrino b'makam chazakah amrino mali l'shaker, and we continue on that vava min aleph oidumu b'makam chazakah loyamrino mali l'shaker. And the Gemara asks that even if Reish Lakish that holds that there is a chazakah that Shimon wouldn't pay his debt prior to its due date, but in the case where Reuven was to evade a debt after its due date and after 30 days, and Shimon responds and claims that he already paid the debt back prior to his due date, so maybe we should believe Shimon based on the Migu that if he wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie, and he could have claimed that he paid Reuven on exactly the 30th day, Mamish Bizmanoi, and he would have been believed, as the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia on Daf Kuf Beis states, of it. And therefore, Shimon should also be believed that he paid back his debt early. And as Rashi states, and Shimon will be nemud as long as he makes a shvua. And even though we have a cloud that migu b'makam edim lo yaminon, however, the Gemara has a tzad that migu b'makam chazaka aminon. And even though the actual claim that Shimon made that he paid the choy back prior to his due date is against the chazaka that lo yavid inish depar b'goyzimne, he would still be believed. What do we say? That migu b'makam chazaka lo yaminon, and therefore Shimon would not be believed. And in a moment, the Gemara will try to bring Raya's to the Shaila from our Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. And prior to continuing, let's finish up the Taisis that started on the bottom of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. And Taisis at the top of Daf Hei Amud Beis points out that even though he explained that Reuven has Edim, that he lent this money to Shimon, and if so, the feed him on the Oma, that Amalvis Chaver Be'edim, Tzarech L'Per Be'edim, so how could Shimon be believed that he paid the debt back if he should have had to pay the debt back in front of Edim? But Taisis explains, our Gemara is not talking about a scenario where Reuven had Edim at the time they lent the money to Shimon. And the case of our Gemara is in a scenario where at a later point, after Reuven already lent the money to Shimon, that Reuven went in front of Shimon, and Shimon was actually Moida, that he borrowed this money, and he did so in front of Edim. And although we have a cloud on Malvis Chaver B'Shas Halva, Tzarech L'Poyer B'Edim, but that is because Reuven was Megal Adas, that he doesn't trust Shimon, and therefore Shimon has to make sure to pay back the debt in front of Edim. But since in this case, Reuven actually lent the money to Shimon, Shaloi B'Fnei Edim, so there is no requirement that Shimon has to pay back this debt in front of Edim, and Shimon can still pay back Shaloi B'Fnei Edim. And Taisus then continues that L'Chaira, how could our Gemara have a Shaila if we say Migu B'Makam Chazaka or not? If L'Chaira we should be able to be Pashut, that certainly we don't say Migu B'Makam Chazaka, and we should not believe Shimon with a Migu when it's against a Chazaka. By the fact that Reish Lakish stated that in the case of Reuven was to Tevei Shimon on the exact day that the loan was due, that Shimon isn't Neman to say Particha B'Teich Zmani, and as we stated, that the Chazaka that Ein Adam Perei Chayvay B'Teich Zmani, and even though L'Chaira, he should be Neman with a Migui that he could have claimed he paid Reuven back today, and he could have stated Particha B'Zmani, and he would have been believed. And Taisus explains that although we just stated that if Reuven was Tevei Shimon after the due date, and for example on day 31, or at a later point, then Shimon would be believed if he claimed he paid Shimon on day number 30, and as the Gemara in Bava Metzia states, of an inish to par biyomid de mishlim zimne. However, when Reuven is tevei Shimon on day number 30, then loy chotzev inish lemeim particha yoyim, Shimon would not have the chutzpah to claim that I paid you back today, and this is not a better claim, and the migu wouldn't apply. And the only time that our Gemara had a shayla if the migu would work is only when Shimon said, I paid you back yesterday, and you must have forgotten that I paid you back. And the Gemara continues, tashma, let us bring a raya from our Mishnah on daf heyam and aleph that we would believe Shimon, and we would say, O migu b'makam chazaka. And the Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph stated, Kaisel Chotzer Shenofel Mechayv Neisen Libneisei Ad Abba Amos, that if there was a Kaisel that was between the Chatzeris of Reuven and Shimon, then even if we generally hold Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, but over here, since Reuven and Shimon already had a wall that was at least 4 Amos high, therefore they would have to rebuild the wall, and both Reuven and Shimon would have to contribute to the cost of this wall. And the Mishnah taught us that if Shimon went ahead and built this wall, and he built it up to 4 Amos, and then Shimon claimed that Reuven never whoever contributed for the wall, and Reuven claimed that he already paid Shimon, then the Mishnah taught us, Ad Abba Amos Becheska Shinosan Ad Shiyavi Raya Shloi Nosan. Then there's a chazakah that Reuven must have paid Shimon, and the only way that Shimon would be able to be paid is only if he brought Edim and brought a Raya that he wasn't paid. The Gemara now asks, Hechi Dami, what is the case of the Mishnah? Ivle Mishitavu Lachizman, if the scenario was that Shimon was Tevea Reuven after he already completed building the wall that was 4 amos tall, but Amuloi Perticha Bizmani, and Reuven claimed that once you finished your 4 amos wall, I already paid you back at that point, then Pshita, then it's Pashut that Reuven would be Nemon. As Taisa says, that if someone tainted that I made a payment at the proper time, then you are Nemon based on the Gemara Mesechta Bamitsiya, the Ovid Inish, the Par Biyomi, the Mishlim Zimne, and as Rashi states on Daf Heyam and Beis, that this is similar to a scenario where Shimon claimed Manali Biyadcha, and Bala Oima Ein Lecha Biyadi Klum, and Reuven claimed I don't owe you anything, and certainly as the Mishnah Mesechta Shavuos on Daf Lam Chesam and Beis teaches us, that Reuven would be Nemon, and therefore will be the Chiddush of our Mishnah, and the Gemara therefore states, El Lav the Amalei Partich B'teich Zmani, so it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case that Reuven claimed that I paid you prior to the wall being completed, and that is B'teich Zmani, and even so, Reuven is Nemon, and Reuven is Nemon, even though there's a Chazakah, the Loi Ovid Inish, the Par B'kai Zimnei, as in this case, we have a Migul, and therefore the Gemara brings a Raya, Alma Afil B'makam Chazakah, Amin and Mali L'Shakar, and the Gemara answers that you can't bring a Raya from the Ration of Mishnah, as Shani Hacha, the Chol Shafa V'Shafa Zimnehu, and even though Reuven is claiming that he paid Shimon prior to Shimon finishing the wall, and for example, Reuven claimed that I paid Shimon when the wall was 2 amos high, but that is also considered its proper Zman, and therefore certainly Reuven is Nemon, and as the Gemara has taught us on the Pei and Beis, that since it's not a case of Halva, and Reuven is really a partner with Shimon, and Reuven is really responsible to pay for half of Shimon's Haitzais, therefore at any time that he pays Shimon, that is considered the proper time, and therefore Reuven is Nemon. And before we continue, let's point out that we neglected to mention yesterday why this Gemara's question is Shver according to the way that Rashi understood the case of our Mishnah, as Rashi and our Mishnah understood that the case was where Shimon went over to Reuven and asked him to contribute to the cost of the Kaisel, and Rashi states that if Reuven would have told Shimon that I'm not going to contribute, then the Kivin the Chayvel of the Sayoi, then since the din is clear that it is a Chiyuv and it is a responsibility for Reuven to help Shimon out and to pay for half the expenses, Umishpat Zeg Lakal Goloi, Loya Bainam Shaloi, then Shimon would not have built the wall by himself, and he would have taken to Reuven to Bezdin prior to building the wall, and therefore certainly Reuven has an amanus to say that I certainly must have paid Shimon prior to Shimon starting to build the wall. And if so, Lakhario, what is the Gemara's Raya from a Mishnah to the case of the Gemara where there is an actual Halva, and Edom actually testified that Reuven lent money to Shimon, and therefore, as we mentioned, that Lakhario, our Gemara works out much better according to the way the other Rishonim learn our Mishnah, and they learned that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Shimon built the wall by himself, and Reuven is Moida that Shimon built the wall by himself, but the Maisa Reuven claims that he already paid Shimon for his Eitzais and for his expenses, and the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a Raya that we don't say Amigo B'makam Chazaka, and this Raya will be for the next part of the Mishnah. As the Mishnah stated, Midalat Amis L'maylon Eimachai V'naisai, that if Shimon built this wall and he built it higher than 4 amos, then Reuven is not responsible to contribute any amount that's over 4 amos. Even if the original kaisel that fell down was 10 amos tall, Reuven would only be responsible to contribute and to share with Shimon the expense for a 4 amos wall. And the Mishnah then taught us, Samachloi kaisel achar, that if after Shimon built the wall, Reuven went and built another wall that was parallel to that wall, and for example, he built a second wall that was also 10 amos high, then Reuven was megaladas, that he's actually happy that Shimon built a wall that was 10 amos high, as Reuven now intends to use that wall as one of the walls of his house. And the Mishnah teaches us that even if Reuven did not yet put up his roof, that he's still going to be chayiv to contribute for his portion of the wall that Reuven built that was 10 amos high. And as the Mishnah stated, and then the Mishnah stated, and is a chazakah that Reuven did not contribute for any part of the wall that is over 4 amos high until he brings a raya that he actually contributed that money, and he brings Edim that he actually paid his share to Shimon. And once again, the Gemara is, Hechi Dami, what is the case of the Mishnah? If the case is that Shimon was Tevea Reuven, after Reuven already built the second wall that was parallel to the wall that Reuven built, and Reuven said to Shimon that I already paid you for the cost of the wall right when I completed created my wall, so my loy, why would Reuven not be believed? And once again, this is similar to a case where Shimon claimed manali biyadcha, and Reuven stated in lecha biyadi klum, and Reuven is certainly believed that he paid him in its proper time. Therefore, the Gemara states alav the amalei particha b'teich mani. So it must be that Reuven claimed to Shimon that I paid you prior to my finishing of my wall. And we see that the Mishnah teaches us that Reuven is not neman, and amu b'mokim chazaka loyim rinim mali l'shaka. And therefore, we see that since it's a chazaka that ain't on the perei chayvoy b'teich mani, therefore Reuven is not believed based on a migu that Reuven could have stated that I paid you at the proper time. And the Gemara answers that in chanami generally we would say a migu b'mokim chazaka, but shani hacha the amma miyemun b'chayv l'rabbanon, that certainly in this case, even if Reuven would claim that I paid you back in its proper time, we wouldn't believe Reuven. And certainly it makes sense that Reuven would say to himself that I don't think that the Rabbanon would be mechayiv me to make any contribution towards the wall that Shimon built. Therefore, there would be no reason for Reuven to go and make any payment to Shimon prior to Shimon taking him to Beis Din and Beis Din issuing a final psak that Reuven has to pay Shimon. That's why in the case of a Mishnah, Reuven is not believed. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya from a Mishnah Masechet Shavuos that lo yaminon migu b'makom chazaka, that we wouldn't say migu b'makom chazaka, as the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos states, manli biyotcha, if Reuven claims to Shimon that you owe me $1,000, amaloi hin, and Shimon actually says that it's true that I do owe you $1,000, and Shimon said this in front of Edim, and as Rashi says in Masechet Shavuos, ubefnei Edim v'amalohem atam edai, and not only was it in front of Edim, but they even appointed them as their Edim, then l'macha amaloi tneoli, and then the next day, or at a later date, Reuven goes over to Shimon and asks Shimon to pay the debt and pay him $1,000. And the Mishnah teaches us in Amen Asatu Lecha Pata that if Shimon claimed that I paid you between the time that you asked me for the money and the date that you would convey me, then Shimon would be Pata. However, if Shimon says Ein Lecha Biyadi, that I don't have any of your money in my hand, then Shimon would not be Neman and he would be Chayiv. And the Gemara now tries to understand what is the difference between a case where Shimon claimed Nesatu Lecha or where Shimon stated that Ein Lecha Biyadi. And the Gemara states, "My lav, nesata l'cha de amalei particha bizmani." That the reason why Shimon is believed when he said that I already paid you is because Shimon claimed that I paid you in its proper time. And as we explained before, that a person is never to say that I paid back my debt on the proper date and on the exact date that it was due. However, when the Sefer of the Mishnah stated that if Shimon claimed in l'cha biyadi, Shimon is not neman de amalei particha b'teichzmani, it must be talking in a case which Shimon claimed I paid you prior to the time where my debt was due, and Viktani Chayiv, and the Mishnah says that Shimon would be Chayiv, and Amu b'makom chazaka lo yaminon malu l'shaker, and even though Shimon would have a migu, as he could have stated that I paid you back bizmanai, he would not be neman to claim that he paid him back prior to the time that the debt was due, based on the fact that that is against the chazaka that lo yavin inish depur b'goyzimnei, and therefore the chayyid is a raya that we don't say migu b'makom chazaka. Gemara answers loy that in a chanami, even if Shimon would claim that he paid Reuven back prior to the debt being due, Shimon would be believed based on amigu, and we do say amigu b'makom chazaka, my in l'cha biyadi, and when the Mishnah stated that Shimon is not neman in a case where he said that I don't have any of your money in my hand, lo yhoyu dvar ma'ilam, is where Shimon claimed that I never borrowed the money from you. And the Amamara, and we already learned, ka'im alei levisi, ka'im alei pirati dami, that if someone claims I never borrowed money, it's as if he said I never paid back my chayiv. Since in the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos, we're talking about a case where Shimon was already made in front of Edim that he borrowed this money from Reuven, therefore it's impossible that Shimon should now claim that lo yhoyu dvar ma'ilam, and therefore we do not believe Shimon, and Shimon still has to pay the debt back to Reuven. And Rashi states in Dibur Masa lo yhoyu dvar ma'ilam hilka chayiv l'shalim, therefore Shimon is chayiv to pay sherei yesh Edim shehoyu lo b'fneihem, because there are Edim that Shimon was made that he borrowed this money from Reuven, v'kivin da amar lo levisi, but then when he said I never borrowed the money, made shloi para, so therefore he's being made that he never paid the debt. She called me Shane Lover in a Perea, as certainly didn't borrow money, then he didn't pay back the debt. Hilka Ka'im Aloy Pirati Dummy, the evil on Pirati, as if Shimon would actually claim that he paid back the debt, Neman, I feel Lover B'nai Edim, then he'd be believed, even if he originally borrowed the money in front of Edim, the Kaimel of Mishvus, as we pass him a Sech to Shvus, Hamavas Chaveir Be'edim, Ain Sarach Lepara Be'edim, and I didn't taste the deal on Maskel, Ka'im Aloy Levisi, Ka'im Aloy Pirati Dummy, the Hik Shara Bitzrok, Matsar Kan Latam, Ka'imel, Havade, Kimin Shikfa Hoida, certainly in the case of the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos, even without the tam of Kala'im Aloy Levisi Ka'im Aloy Pirati Dami, as certainly Shimon is not Neman to say Ladam and to say they never borrowed this money, as Shimon already was made in front of Edim that he borrowed this money. Taisa states, but I'm read the Itzrich Lashminon that the Chiddush of the Gemara is the Loimatzlim Emor that Shimon cannot claim that Ha'imalei Levisi, that when Shimon said that I didn't borrow the money, Loishle Love a Klal, he doesn't mean that I never borrowed the money, as certainly he admitted to the Edim that he borrowed the money, Elik Iluloi Levisi, and what Shimon really meant to say is that it's as if I never borrowed the money, Lefisha Purati, because I already paid it back, and Kamash Blon, and that's why the Gemara states that we have a cloud that Kala'imalei Levisi, Ki'ilu'amalei Purati Dami, and we don't explain his words, and we actually take it at face value that he meant to say that I never borrowed the money, and therefore he is also saying that I never paid back the money, and therefore Shimon is still responsible to pay this money back to Reuven. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Samalchei Kisla Acha Megagalam Sakol, that the Mishnah taught us that although if Shimon built the wall that is higher than 4 amos, then Reuven doesn't have to contribute to any amount of the wall that is higher than 4 amos. However, if Reuven then builds a second wall that is parallel to the wall that Shimon built, then Reuven was Megal Hadas, he's Nichalei, and therefore he will be responsible to pay for half of the expenses of this wall that Shimon built. And keep in mind that the reason why we're discussing a case where Shimon was the one that built the wall that was higher than 4 amos is because Rashi gives an example where Shimon was the party that built that wall. And the Gemara now brings a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, as Rav Huna, Samach L'Palga, Samach L'Kula, then let's say Shimon built a wall that was 10 amos high and 10 amos wide, and then when Shimon built the second wall, he only built a wall that was 5 amos wide and 5 amos tall. And even though Shimon did not build a wall that was exactly the same size as the wall that Reuven built, but Lamaisi's Megal Hadas, that at some later point, he will definitely build a wall that's going to be 10 amos tall and 10 amos wide, and even in this case, we will be Megal Hadas Hakol, and Reuven would have to pay 50% of the entire wall. As Rashi states, Samach L'Kula, Chayiv Litan L'Chelka B'Kreis L'Rishon, Ki'ilu Samach, Chayis L'Sheni, K'Neged Kol L'Rishon, the Kivin the Hischel, Soifa Ligma, V'Yitin Tikra, V'Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Afal Pishlein Naslan V'Satikra, Noisim Miyad, that you have to immediately pay, and you can't say that I didn't actually put up the roof, and therefore I did not yet have Anah, and I was not Megal Hadas, that I am actually Nichalei, and even so, Reuven would have to pay for the entire wall. However, Rav Nachman Omar, Lamay the Samach Samach, Lamay the Loy Samach, Loy Samach, Rav Nachman holds that in a Chinami, at this point, we wouldn't have to pay Shimon for 50% of a wall that's 5 amos tall by 5 amos wide, but he would not have to pay for the wall that's 10 amos wide by 10 amos high, as Lamaisa Reuven did not yet build a wall that was that high or that long. The Gemara continues, Umayd Rav Huna Bekanav Lufta, that even though Rav Huna stated that Samach Lepalga Samach Lekula, however, if it's Muchach based on the wall that Reuven built, that Reuven doesn't necessarily intend to go and increase the size of the wall and extend the wall any further, then Reuven would not have to contribute to Shimon's expenses for the rest of the wall. And the example that Rav Huna gives is where Reuven made an extension onto his house, and based on this extension, we know that Reuven doesn't have any more area to build onto his house, so then we would say that Reuven's intent was only to use this part of the wall that Shimon built, and therefore he'd only be responsible to share with Reuven in those expenses and not to contribute any more than that. And Rashi states that after Shimon built this wall, and the reason is the Gemara continues with Moed Rav Nachman that even though Rav Nachman stated however Rav Nachman is also Moed to Rav Huna that even if Reuven did not build a wall that was as high as Shimon's wall, or Reuven did not build a wall that was as long as Shimon's wall, however Rav Nachman is Moed by Frieza over Kavata Dekshuri, if for example Reuven built a wall that was 6 amos tall, then Reuven placed a large beam on top of the wall, which indicates that Reuven's intent is to eventually place a second story on top of this wall. And the reason why he placed the large beam there is, as Rashi states, that when someone wanted to build a second story on top of a koisel that was made of avonim, so they would place it its orach v'av, they would place a large thick beam on top of the wall, and then they would lean the cross beams on top of that thick beam, as if you wouldn't place this beam on top of the stone wall. Then if you place the cross beams directly on the stone wall, then based on the moistness of the wall, those beams would eventually rot and it would ruin the attic, and therefore it was the standard practice to place that beam there in order to be able to secure a second floor, and therefore Therefore, clearly we see that it's Reuven's intent to eventually build the second story. And Rashi continues that if someone doesn't have a thick and long beam, then they would make holes in a wall, and they would make a frame of wood that would frame out the inside of the stone wall and of the holes that you made in the stone wall, and then you would slide the cross beams into that hole, and once again the cross beams would not be sitting directly on the stone wall and it would be protected. And this is the definition of Akbata Dekshuri. And once again we see that the intent of Reuven is to eventually build the second story, and therefore Rav Nachman would agree to Rav Huna that in these cases, and even though Reuven only built a wall that was 6 amas high, but Reuven would still have to contribute his share of the 10 amas high wall. And before we continue, let's see the two bottom tesis on the Amid. Tesis states, Samach Palga, Samach Kula, and as we explained, Haibu Palga, Ayri Bein Lairich Bein Lagaiva, that doesn't make a difference if Reuven only built half of the height or half of the length of the wall, and in either case, according to Rav Huna, Reuven would be responsible to contribute for half of his share of the entire wall. Then Tesis states, Umayda Rav Huna be kind of a lufta, and Tesis brings a different pshat than Rashi, as Mufarash Rabbeinu Tam, as Rabbeinu Tam explains, that when Rav Huna is Umayda be kind of a lufta, we're talking about two separate cases, and Kana is Lehekesh Leyach HaChoy Meyaisa, She Besef Eise Kaisel She Samach, Kaifel Kana Klapi Kaisel She Chaveri, that after Reuven built a wall that was 5 amas long, and he finished the wall at the edge in a way that he showed that he doesn't plan to continue the wall. And similarly, Lufta is talking about another case where after Reuven built the wall to a height of 6 amas, for example, and at that point Reuven finished up the top of the wall in a manner that showed that he doesn't plan to continue building the wall up to any further height. And in those days it was standard that at the top of the wall you'd make it much narrower in order that water should not sit on top of the wall and ruin the wall. And both these cases, since we see clearly that Reuven doesn't intend to lengthen the wall or make the wall higher, then Rav Huna agrees that Lamaida Samach Samach, Lamaida Loi Samach Loi Samach. And Taisa continues that just like I just explained, that when the Gemara stated in Moedir Rav Huna Bekan of Lufta, one of these words were talking about the height of the Kaisel and one was talking about the length of the Kaisel. Similarly, when the Gemara stated Moedir Rav Nachman Bafriza over Kabata Dekshuri, one of these terms are talking about the height of the wall and one is talking about the length of the wall. And as Taisa states, Umoidu Rav Nachman Bafriza, he hekashi yarchadaina Kaisel, Shabesaif Urechachoima in the Shava, Ela Evan Achas Boletas, for Achas Shekas, the Vada Adai Nerechena. And Rav Nachman is Moedir that in a case where Reuven actually left the edge of the wall unfinished and the stones or the bricks at the edge of the wall was still staggered, so then he's showing that eventually I am going to lengthen the wall. Therefore, Rav Nachman agrees to Rav Huna that Samach Palga, Samach Kula. And similarly, Bakbat the Kshuri, Hainu Shasa Mokam and Nachas Rashi Kuris, the Muchach Shasefa Legbia, at Shir Goyvalia, at the top of the wall, Reuven created these sockets that were surrounded by wood, which showed that eventually he wants to put cross beams there and eventually he will build the wall up higher. And therefore, once again, Rav Nachman is Maida that in this case, even though at this point Reuven did not build up the wall to the full 10 amas, but the Maisa Reuven was Megal Adas, that eventually he will build up the wall to a higher point, and therefore he agrees to Rav Huna that in these cases, Samach Lepalga, Samach Lekula. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, Beikavi Leavi Chazaka, Va'afagav, the Amalei Himliti, the Amalei Amina, Lechipaisisli, Loi Lisra Ashisai. And let's say Shimon is building a wall and he built it up to 10 amas. Lemaisa, when Shimon built this wall, he pre-built the Kavata Dekshuri and he already prepared sockets for Reuven's side of the wall, and eventually if Reuven decides that he wants to put on a second story, he'd be able to put his cross beams into these sockets. And Rav Huna Tain is that if Shimon goes to Reuven and he tells Reuven that I want you to pay me for the rest of the wall, Reuven claims that I already paid you for my share of the wall, and my proof is that you already pre-built sockets for my side of the wall, and it must be that I paid you, and that's why you pre-built these sockets for my benefit. And Rav Huna states that this is not a raya, and even if Shimon actually not only pre-built these sockets, but he even framed it with wood, that it's still not a raya. And as the Mishnah stated, that there would still be a chazaka that Reuven did not pay for his share of the wall. And Rav Huna explains that the reason why it's not a raya is because Shimon Shimon could claim to Reuven that the reason why I made these sockets for you is not because you actually contributed to the cost of the wall, but it's because I knew that eventually you may want to contribute to the cost of the wall, and then you'll want to make sockets, and if you start drilling into my wall at that point, you'll weaken the wall, and therefore I pre-drilled these sockets, and I made these sockets for you, but it's not because you actually paid, and therefore Reuven would still be responsible to contribute for the cost of the wall, unless he brings Edom that he already paid. The Gemara continues, V'omer Rav Nachman, Achsek Lehurdi Loi Achsek Lekshuri, Lekshuri Achsek Lehurdi, and let us see Rashi, 5 lines from where it gets wide, and it states Taisus, and they explained it is actually not the words of Rashi, it's actually from the Rashbam. And the Rashbam explains, when the Gemara now speaks about a Chazokah, Kol Chazok Salolu D'Shmaitzin, in Chazokah Shal Shal Shonim, we're not referring to Chazokah of 3 years, that we will speak about in Parakas Rabatim, which refers to Chazokahs of Kaka, the Loi Shaykh Shal Shonim, El Gabi Chazes Kaka, Shemachzu B'Stei Chaveri, V'Oim L'Kachtir Mimcha, and that is only a case where Reuven is using a property for 3 years, and he claims that he bought it from Shimon, and that is why he's using the property, and as we will learn, he will be relieved even though he doesn't have a shtar, as long as it's a chazokah sheyesh mataina, and Reuven claims that he either bought it or got it as a matana from Shimon. However, aval hacha b'cheses tashmishim ba'alma mayri shemishtamish b'shal chaveri, over here we're talking about a chazokah that someone is using someone else's property, v'sha acha shemishtamish b'fana v'shoyseh kaveh chazokah, even if he only does this shtamshish in front of his neighbor for 1 moment, and the neighbor sees him doing so, and he's not meicha, then he already has a complete chazaka. And for example, Reuven would now be able to claim that he has a continuous right to use Shimon's property in this manner. And k'nemuchel kamon, and as we will see on daf vav beis, damino v'chav betino al tavi chazaka, that if you cement the beam into a wall, then immediately it's considered chazaka, and you don't have to wait 3 years. Rashbam continues, time mishin damino leishavik inish leshtemusha b'teich shaloi tash v'shel kviz b'lei v'shusei v'kiv in the mishtam is zelad fun v'shoisik yeshlemi the nato v'shus v'menu oy naslay mamin u'mach loy tash b'zeh, and either he let him do so or he gave him money and he bought these rights v'hani milin have a chazaka, and even though this is a different type of chazaka than a chazaka of kaka, but zokti Rashbam, the standard din of chazaka sheishi mitayin would still apply, and this chazaka is only kagon shetayin u'mach li oy naslay matana avum ton shen shtamashti b'fun v'shosak, and if he just said that I used this property in front of you and you didn't say anything, but I never bought it from you and you never gave me wishes to use it, then that would not be a chazaka, as that would still be a chazaka she'ini mataino, and it would not be a valid chazaka. And as the Mishnah states on daf mem aleph in chasra batin, kol chazaka she'ini mataino in a chazaka, keitzad omoloi ma'ato isa b'teich shali, v'hu omoloi shali omoloi odom dov ma'ilam in a chazaka, that is certainly not a valid chazaka, v'v'chol chazaka's ma'ari lo'ishna chesk sholoshonim, lo'ishna cheskas yoyim echod kehani, and it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about a chazaka of 3 years or a chazaka of 1 day. In all cases, it has to be a chazaka sheyesh imotayno. However, Ayin Rambam and Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom on that Vovon Beis, where Rabbeinu Gershom states, have a chazaka la'alto, de'ikhalameimu de'macholoi, and even if it would be a chazaka she'in imotayno, Reuven kutayno, that since I used it and you didn't say anything, therefore it's muchach that you will meichel the rights to me and you allowed me to use your sada or your kaisel in this manner, Ayin Shom. Now that we saw this Rashbam, let us go back to the Gemara that Rav Nachman stated that if Reuven placed thin or light boards on Shimon's wall and Shimon saw and did not say anything, and Reuven has a chazaka sheyeshim mataino, then even though Reuven has a right to place thin or light boards there, however, Reuven does not have the right to go and place heavy and large beams in that area. As Rabbeinu Gershom states, yochel la'akav lo v'loimah, as Shimon could be ma'akev Reuven and state, imuchzak the lezizin sheim dakin sheim maran es ha'kaisel kolkach, that even though I allowed you to place thin boards that don't ruin my kaisel so much, however, vadi le'tachzev by l'kvoya k'risecho sheim oven, but certainly Shimon can prevent Reuven from leaning very heavy boards onto his wall, and certainly that would cause a lot of damage to his wall. However, if Reuven was muchzik that he has a right to place large and heavy beams on Shimon's wall, then certainly Reuven has a right to place thin and light beams on that wall in place of the heavy beams. Where Rabbi Yisuf Imar, Rabbi Yisuf argues and states, achzik l'hudi, achzik l'kshuri, that even though Reuven only had a chazaka or benegay smaller beams, he still has a right to place larger beams in that area. As Rabbeinu Gershom states, once you have a chazaka to be able to use Shimon's wall, therefore Reuven has a right to use it for any purposes that he wants. And the Gemara continues, ikedamri, and the Bachis Geris, Amar Nachman, afilo achzik l'kshuri, loy achzik l'hurdi, that even if you are machzik for using this wall for larger beams, you still can't even use it for smaller beams. And Ikad Amri, and then the Gemara brings a third version as to the Shita of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Achsek Lahurdi Achsek Lekshuri Achsek Lahurdi, and Rav Nachman actually agrees to the Shita of Rav Yosef. And the Gemara continues and brings a similar machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef with the Gaya scenario where Reuven has a house that's right next to the Chotza of Shimon, and when it rains, the water from Reuven's roof drips into the Chotza of Shimon. And Rav Nachman teaches us Achsek Lanafi Achsek Lashafri, that if Reuven's roof doesn't have leaders and gutters, and when it rains, the rainwater drips off of Reuven's roof and falls into Shimon's chatzah, and it falls along a long area of Shimon's chatzah. So if at some later point Reuven decides to add on gutters and leaders onto his house, and now there will be more water that falls into one spot in Shimon's chatzah, but it won't be along the entire area of Shimon's chatzah, then Reuven could add leaders and gutters, and the chazakah l'natvi is enough of a chazakah to allow him to add leaders and gutters. And as Rashi states, that if Reuven has a chazakah in the chutz of Shimon, certainly this is better for the Bala Chotza, as the damage will only be in one area, and the rest of the Chotza will not have as much water dripping into that area of the Chotza. However, Zokr of Nachman, that the opposite is not true, and Achsel Shafri, if Reuven had leaders and gutters, then like Achsel Nafri, then he can't take off the leaders and gutters, as at that point, the water from Reuven's roof will drip all along Shimon's chatzar, and certainly that's not as beneficial to Shimon, and therefore Shimon could prevent Reuven from doing so. However, Rabbi Yosef argues once again Rav Nachman and states, Afilu achsek l'shafri, achsek l'nafi, that once you have a chazakah that your water could go into the chatzar of Shimon, then it doesn't make a difference how the water will fall into the chatzar, as ultimately it's the same volume of water that's falling into Shimon's chatzar, and therefore Reuven could do it in either manner, and it doesn't make a difference if he has leaders and gutters, or if he doesn't, he has the same chazakah. As Rabbeinu Gershom states, the yochel zeh balagag litton me achashik skakta lekabu meimai mali bishafri mali binatufi. Gemara continues, ikad amri, we have another version as to where Rav Nachman said, that Rav Nachman actually agreed to Rav Yosef, achsel l'shafri, achsel l'natfi, l'natfi, achsel l'shafri. However, this was only stated when Reuven actually has a regular roof, as some of the rainwater will be absorbed by the roof. However, the tree for the urban loy, however, Reuven cannot now change the type of a structure that he has in his yard, and he can't place a round hut that was made out of aravos, which were used by bird trappers. As Rashi at the bottom of the Amud states, that the balachotza will not be able to use his chotza at all. And although Reuven already has a chazakah in order to have his water drip into the chotza of Shimon, that has only been a gaya regular roof, but not been a gaya straight for the Orvni. And as Rabbeinu Gershom once again states, Klema hanimila de amrin Achsel Shafri Achsel Nafi in Magag Mechusu Mindafin Shabalei Amayim Avalim Mechusu Betreifin Ovni Bagudah Shel Gemi Oishel Kanim Shem Kalechas Amayim Habe and Shein Shoya Behen Amayim, and the water doesn't remain on the structure at all, then Yachol Akavulav, then Shimon could restrict Reuven from using the Chatzah in order for the Treifin Ovni to drip into his Chatzah. However, once again, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Afilu Treifin Ovni, that once you have a Chazakah, then you even have a Chazakah to place the Treifin Ovni there, and over the Rabbi Yosef of the Betrayfid Ovni, and Rabbeisiv actually passing this way halach l'maisa, even b'negeya Betrayfid Ovni. And the Gemara continues and discusses the rights of tenants as Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav Avua, Amaschi Bais Chaveira Bebira Gedela, if Reuven rented out one room in a large house to Shimon, we continue on that Vavam Beis, and Rashi explains, Bira Gedela, Bais Arach Ma'oid, used to be a one floor, very long home, and the Cholok Mitechai, and it was split inside, L'habich into many small rooms, and Reuven rented to Shimon one of these rooms, and Rav Nachman teaches us, Mishtamish Bezizel Bekosleo Adal Amos, and as Rashi explains, Hareze Mishtamish Bekosleo, that Shimon has a right to use these walls, Bechuri Aksolim, Alpnei Orko Bebechutz Adal Amos, Afshloi Kenega Besai, and he could use the holes that are in this wall or the pegs that are outside of this home, even though it's not directly outside of his room, and he could store things and use any crevices that are within 4 amos of his room, and the same din applies, bezizim hayotzim mikasleah, that Shimon could hang things on these pegs that are protruding from the walls that are outside of this home. And similarly, Rav Nachman continues, and if Shimon rented a room that was on the second story of this home, then he could even use the thickness of the top of the walls that are outside of this house and outside of his room. However, he can't use any of the area that's on the outside of the wall that's facing the Tarbetz HaPadni. And Rashi explains, that was the standard of people that build a very nice house, that they would leave an opening that was by the entranceway, which was a beautiful garden, in order to leave air. And it was a beautiful area that people enjoyed. And the tenant cannot leave anything in that area, and he can't put anything into the walls or hang anything on any pegs that are protruding from the walls that is facing that area, as he doesn't have a shush to go into that area. And the Gemara continues that even though Rav Nachman just stated this din named Rav Avua, however, Rav Nachman himself holds that Shimon still has the right to use any crevices or any pegs that are outside this beautiful garden, but certainly the tenant doesn't have a right to use any part of the structure that is facing the area that's in back of the home. And Rashi points out that a Rechov is referring to an area that used to be in back of a home, which wasn't generally used for Tashmishin, and the area that was in front of a person's home was called a Chatzar, and that was an area that people used. And as Rashi says, in a Rechov mischaris l'lishtamish, that the area in the back of the house was not leased out to a tenant, and therefore Shimon doesn't have a right to use that area. However, Rava Amar and Rava holds afilu Rechov shachru yabatim, that Shimon, who is the tenant, can even use the area that's in back of the houses, and he could use the walls that are under Rechova, that's a Chuya Batim. And the Gemara continues, Amravina, Ha'kishur Dumal Talato, Atlasin Yomin Loya V'chazaka, that if Reuven takes a beam and he leans it against Shimon's wall in order to create an area of shade, then we don't say that since Shimon was not Meicha immediately, that Reuven creates a Chazaka, and instead, the only way that you have a Chazaka is only if Shimon is not Meicha within 30 days, and as the Gemara states, Basat Tlasin Yomin Havin Chazaka, and V'isukah the Mitzvah He, Atshav Yomin Loya V'chazaka, and if Reuven actually built a sukkah and used the wall of Shimon, then Reuven would not have a chazakah for the first 7 days, as certainly Shimon allowed Reuven to build his sukkah here, as he realized that he's only going to keep it here for 7 days. However, basa shiva yoimin have a chazakah, if Shimon is not meicha to Reuven after 7 days, and after sukkah is over, then it would be a chazakah, as Rashi says, the kivin shafke Allah yoisim natsarech, that since Reuven left the sukkah here longer than the period of time that he needed it for, then immediately Shimon should be concerned that Reuven may leave his sukkah there for the entire year, as that was the standard custom in those days, that people would not take down their sukkah and they would leave it there the entire year, and therefore Shimon should have immediately been meicha. Once again, Rashi points out that we're talking about a chazaka sheyeshi mortaina, as Rashi says, loy vechazaka m'samcha al kaisel chaveri v'loy micha b'teich sheyeshim yayim loy vechazaka litim v'loy m'paisticha b'mois ad eilam d'chol tlesim yayim loy kapat inish loy machi. And Shimon would not be meicha within 30 days, as he makes a cheshbin that my friend needs the shade liyam miyotin yitlan misham, and within a short amount of time he will take away the structure, and therefore Shimon doesn't have to be meicha within 30 days. And the previous point is actually brought down from what's called Taisis, that is the Rashbam, and the Rashbam states, and therefore he has to be concerned that he'll leave it here for every single year, and therefore he should be meicha much quicker. And Taisus points out that even though the Gemara says that he has to be meicha after 7 days, but Zok Taisus lav dafka shiver the b'shmini atzeres lo yuchalister, as certainly as shmini atzeres you can't be seis to the sukkah, and therefore Shimon doesn't have to be meicha until after shmini atzeres. However, I and other rishonim that say that the Gemara dafka means 7 days, and you don't have the extra day of shmini atzeres ayin sham. And finally, the Gemara states, v'chaver betino la'alta have a chazaka. However, if Reuven places this beam and he actually cements it into the wall of Shimon, then immediately Shimon should be meicha. And if Shimon is not meicha, then immediately is a chazaka, and Reuven would have a right to keep this beam there. And keep in mind that the traces that we had on Dav Vav and Aleph, which we explained was the Rashbam, brings a raya from this last point point to the Gemara that we chavir betina l'al to have a chazaka, that the chazakas that we're referring to are generally referring to immediate chazakas, and there is no need to wait 3 years. And Taisus in our sugya actually brings this as well, as Taisus states we chavir betina l'al to have a chazaka va'im Rabbeinu Shmuel, which seems to refer to Rashbam the chazakas to l'el l'av the shalashanim l'al to k'damrin on hocha, and we learn to our Gemara like Rashi. However, ayin in tap Taisus haik shura dimetal alto that im Rabbeinu Tam the mastisin koi. That even though we said in the Mishnah that there's a chazaka that Reuven did not contribute to the wall that Shimon built, however, that chazaka would only be valid for 30 days. However, and that's why the sugya is over here, and not in Perichas Abatim. And the Gemara continues, and we'll now go back to discuss the din of Hezekiah. And as we know, that if someone has a gag that's right next to another person's rooftop, then there is no problem of Hezekiah, as both of the owners of these rooftops do not use the gag that much, and therefore they'll be careful only to use the rooftop when the other person is not using the rooftop. However, Amar Abaya, Abaya states, Shtei Batim, Shtei Tzidu Rosh Hashanah, that if Reuven owns a home on the east side of the Rosh Hashanah and Shimon owns a home across the street on the west side of Rosh Hashanah, then the din is Zeh Oysa Michael Lechatzi Gagoy, Vezeh Oysa Michael Lechatzi Gagoy. Then both Reuven and Shimon have to build a wall that's 4 amas high, but instead of each of them building their own wall, both Reuven and Shimon will only have to build half of the wall, and Reuven will construct his 4 amas high wall on the north side of his gag, and Shimon will construct his 4 amas high wall on the south side of the edge of his rooftop, and both Reuven and Shimon will also add a little bit more to the length of their wall, and this way neither Reuven and Shimon will be able to look into the other one's gag. And as the Gemara states, Zeh Shlo Keneged Zeh U'Ma'adif, and some of Rashi explained that when Abaya states U'Ma'adif, he doesn't give an exact share because every rooftop will be different, as it depends on the size of the rooftop and what angle that Reuven could look into Shimon's gag and what angle Shimon could look into Reuven's gag, and both Reuven and Shimon would have to increase the length of the klesel based on making sure that neither one of them could look into the other one's rooftop. However, Rashi states Zeh Shlo Keneged Zeh Zeh Soysim Gag L'Tzad Sofrim V'Zeh L'Tzad Darim U'Ma'adif Moshech Hamakol Yoysim Mechetzi Gag Kedei Sheyeh B'Miksas Keneged Sim Masa Shel Zeh U'Mitekach Lo Yir B'Hedya L'Gag Shel Chaveroi. And it's mashma that Rashi holds that he won't be able to see directly into the gag of his friend, but if he'll be able to see a little bit, if he's going to go in the corner and try to look into the gag, that he'll be able to see. That is not something that we require, and there's no requirement to be ma'adif. However, I in the Rashi in the Rif, that Rashi in the Rif is actually gerus kedei sheyeh b'miksas keneged sim masah shel zeh u'mitekach lo yir klal b'gag shel chaveroi, and therefore, according to the gears that we have in the Rif, Rashi actually agrees to the first idea that we mentioned. And the Gemara continues in Esan Abaya, my eerie vicious rabbim, why did Abaya give an example where Reuven and Shimon owned their properties and there was a rishus rabbim between them, afilu rishus yochid nami, l'chari, even through the rishus yochid between their properties, there will be a problem of Hezekiah, as neither of the owners of these gagos will know when the other one is there, and therefore they won't be able to use their gag properly. The Gemara responds that in the chenami, if there would be rishus yochid between the bias of Reuven and the bias of Shimon, then certainly they would have to make a maika, and they would have to do as we mentioned. However, rishus rabbim is trichalei, the chiddush of Abaya is that even if there's a rishus rabbim that separates between the rooftop of Reuven and the rooftop of Shimon, both of them could force the other to share in the course and the construction of this 4 amah high wall. As Maror Tema, one may have thought, namely, let one of the parties say to the other, Saif Saif Habayis Lasturim Ibnei Rishus Rabbim, that I don't want to build a wall, and I don't care if you look into my gag, but you can't force me to build a wall because you won't be able to use your gag, as ultimately you can't use your gag in any case, as the people in Rishus Rabbim will be able to look into your gag. Kamash 1, therefore Abaya teaches us the Amalei that Reuven could say to Shimon, if it would just be based on the Rishus Rabbim, then I wouldn't actually have to build a wall, because B'nei Rishus Rabbim V'imam Chazali B'leil Le'Chazali, that if it would only be because of B'nei Rishus Rabbim, they only could see me during the daytime, but at night they can't see me, and therefore I would only use my gag at nighttime, and I wouldn't actually have to build a wall. However, the only reason I have to build a wall is because this Hezekiah, as I don't know when you're going to be using your rooftop, and I won't be able to use it both at night and at day. And as the Gemara states, At Bein B'yamama Bein B'leil Le'Chazali, and the Gemara continues, Inami, and some are not gurus, the words inami, and they are gurus that another chiluk is that Reuven could tell Shimon, that when I'm standing, they'll be able to see me, chazli, but when I'm sitting, they won't see me, and therefore I'll always do my ishtamshis on my gag while I'm sitting, and I won't have to build a wall. However, at chazisli bein ki kaimna bein ki sidna, that you actually could see me when I'm standing or when I'm sitting, and therefore the reason why I'm building this wall is only because of you, and you are being mazik me, and therefore you have to share in the cost of this wall. And finally, Reuven has another tainah to Shimon that bnei rishis rabim ki ma'ainu chazli ki loy ma'ainu loy chazli. If people are just walking rishis rabim, then generally not looking up to my rooftop, and therefore they're not generally going to see me, and they won't be hezekria. However, at memela nami chazisli, since your gag is directly across from my rooftop, then memela you will see me, and therefore you're causing the hezekria, and therefore Reuven has a right to force Shimon to contribute to the cost of constructing a wall that's 4 amos high. And the Gemara continues on Mamar that Abaye previously stated zeh yismaike luchatzi gagoy vzeh yismaike luchatzi gagoy zeh shloi keneged zeh umadiv. And the Gemara is pshita. Rashi states pshita the high palgo v'hai palgo, as certainly each one should have to build half of the wall. And the Gemara answers leitzricha the kodim chab minayu v'avidu day, that Abaye's chiddush is even in a case where Reuven went ahead and built half of his wall first. And now Tema, one may have thought, namely idach, that Shimon should be able to say to Reuven shkoilu zinka v'avdei eskulei, that I will pay your expenses and you will should continue and build the rest of the wall. Kamash Mulan, that Reuven doesn't have responsibility to build the entire wall on his gag, and Shimon would have to build the other 50% of the wall on the top of his rooftop. And Rashi states leitzricha the kodem chad v'avdei day Michael lechetzi gagoy kodem shibala bezdin v'achin tavis chaveri glasses bishloi. And then Reuven was to veya Shimon to build half of the wall on Shimon's rooftop. So maybe we would think that Reuven would actually have to build the entire wall, and Shimon would just reimburse him for his cost, kamash blon, that's not the din. And once again, we have a tesis in Rashi. As certainly, if they came to Bezdin immediately, and both of them don't want to build a wall, then certainly Bezdin would make a pshara, and either Reuven and Shimon would have to build half of the wall on their rooftop, or one of them would actually build the entire wall, the chaver and then Shimon would actually pay Reuven back, not only for 50% of the wall, but also for the fact that now that it's a wall on top of his rooftop, it's actually ruining his rooftop, and he would have to also pay him for that cost and for that loss. However, the Rashbam continues, but now that Reuven already built half of the wall, so Shimon would be able to tie it to Reuven, that if you wanted to build the wall, I wanted to build the entire wall on my rooftop, but I don't want to have a half a wall on my rooftop, as it's a tircha for me to go and find workers to build a half a wall, and therefore, since you already built half of the wall, you're responsible to even build the second part of the wall, and kamash balon, that Shimon cannot say that to Reuven, and even though Reuven already built 50% of the wall, Shimon will be responsible to build the other 50% of the wall on his rooftop. And as the Gemara says, the Amalei, as Reuven can tell Shimon, at my time and lay abdus, mishun de mistu ashisech, that what is the reason that you don't want to build a wall on your rooftop is because it'll ruin the wall of your house. And nanami mistu ashisei, I also don't want to build the other 50% of the wall, as the weight of the wall will also cause damage to my rooftop and will cause damage to my home. And let us see, Taisa Diva Maschel, Maur Tema, Matsu Amalei Shkalu Zinka, as Taisa Esfim Tema, that how could it be that we have Habmina that Shimon could say to Reuven that since you built half the wall, therefore you have to build the rest of the wall? Do you think that just because he started building the wall, therefore he has a shvacha koyach and he now has to build the rest of the wall? Then maybe Shimon should be able to have a tie to Reuven that if you wouldn't have started building the wall, then we could have made a deal between us that one of us will actually build the entire wall, and this way we won't have to be ma'adif, and we will actually save on part of the wall. As for example, if both our rooftops are 20 amos wide, then we would only have the cost of building a 20 amos long wall, but if you would have to be ma'adif, then we may have to add in another few amos, and that would actually cost both of us more money, and therefore I could have made a deal with you that you would actually build the entire wall, or I would have built the entire wall, and this way we would have been able to save money. Maybe now that Reuven Reuven built half of the wall, Shimon could force Reuven to actually build the other half of the wall in order that Shimon should be able to save money. And Kamash Balon, Delay Matsi Omele, Kivin Shikvat Asazeh, Delay Omele Kaidim, that since Reuven already built half of the wall and Shimon didn't actually say this and didn't make this deal prior to that point, therefore Shimon has to build the other half of the wall and they both would have to be Ma'adif. And finally, let's see Taisa Diva Maslow, Bishneid Sidi Rishis Rabim, where Taisa points out what we mentioned previously, that I read Dafka Bishneid Sidi Rishis Rabim, Shein Echad Magish Bechaveri, Kashaila Begagai, She's Zarmin Menu, Kadarmin Besamach, and therefore this has Hezekiah, I'll be in Gagla Gagloi, but if both rooftops would be right next to each other, then there would not be a problem of Hezekiah. Neither of the parties would be able to force the other to build a wall of 4 amis tall in order to take care of Hezekiah, and we will stop over here.